Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
When you think of Los Angeles, what's the first word that comes to mind? Maybe beaches, maybe smog, maybe Hollywood, or maybe traffic is the word that comes to mind. I must say, on this trip to LA, it's been pretty bad. Even on a Sunday morning, you can be on a freeway that comes to a complete halt. So what is going on? Well, there really is no better way to find out.
All right. Do this.
Than to go up in a helicopter. Our guide is Rick Dickert, a meteorologist with Fox 11 who spends his workdays flying above L.A.
All right, so we're over the San Fernando Valley here, Studio City. We're heading east, and we're going to try to see how close to downtown we can get right now. And you'll be able to see the fog. It's nice that you're flying this time of year because we have the early sunlight.
The sunrise is spectacular. You can even see a sliver of the moon over the hills of L.A., and Rick makes sure his cameraman captures it on film for one of their TV hits of the morning. But it's more disorienting than you'd think to see L.A. from a helicopter.
And this is the 405 below us?
No, 405, it just passes the 101 east-west,
okay.
So you guys came up over the hill this way with the 405. Go ahead, Erica.
Okay, we do have a big alert.
Erica Rios, Rick's producer on the ground, relays the latest traffic information to him over the radio. We position ourselves over an interesting shot and get ready for the live report.
How's it working, Rick?
Marla, Mario, good morning. Up and flying. Just took off out of Van Nuys Airport, and we've tracked the 101 freeway from the 405 in Sherman Oaks across Studio City, and now we're in La Cuenca Pass heading into Hollywood. We're going to be limited a bit.
On this morning, there's fog covering the entire L.A. basin, so we can't see many of the most recognizable sights. We're restricted to flying over the San Fernando Valley, and at such an early hour, we took off at 5 a.m., I can't help but feel bad for the people below.
I know there are a lot of people who, when they hear about a helicopter flying overhead, if it's flying and hovering over their house, it's not a good thing. We've really gotten a pushback by that for a couple of years, and there's some legislation that's trying to keep us almost on highway flight paths, essentially only following certain routes. We are very noise conscious, obviously. Unfortunately, if there's a situation, say there's a barricade, there's a standoff, say there's a horrible accident or any type of news-breaking situation, and we're positioned right here over Toluca Lake, and we have to sit here for 30 minutes to cover the event, then we're going to upset some people down below. But we do the best we can. We pull away. We go up to a higher altitude to
but it's worth that.
Absolutely. And we feel like we're doing a good public service.
This morning, one part of that public service is letting viewers know that at a certain intersection in the valley, a truck has crashed into a power pole, closing down the intersection for hours. And Rick Dickert and his crew aren't the only ones who know.
Now, for the first time this morning, we see another helicopter. But you guys, I'm sure, know who that is.
Oh, we absolutely do. They're our competition. We're great friends and colleagues, but we're competing too. We're competing to get to that story first.
Every 15 minutes or so, Rick's producer talks to him through the headphones, relays some information, and then shortly afterwards, we hear the morning anchors ask him to tell them what's going on. He does, and we move to another location. But this helicopter is not always free to roam about the area. When the President of the United States comes here, there's a no-fly zone.
So the traffic jams that make national news from Los Angeles are the Obama jams.
Oh, yeah.
What? Tell me about those. Why are they so bad?
Well, essentially what they do is they close down major streets, and typically they're in the busiest areas of the city, Beverly Hills, Santa Monica, West LA, and usually he arrives at the height of the rush hour in the afternoon.
As we get closer to the airport we took off from, I take another look around, incredible 360-degree views of the Los Angeles area, and I had to ask this.
What is it like for you to sit in traffic?
Not fun at all.
And especially when I'm coming from where I live, stay up in the air.
Hold on, we got a geyser right over here.
We got what?
A geyser.
Oh, wow.
So what is a geyser? Well, it's just what it sounds like. Someone has crashed into a fire hydrant, and there's a geyser of water shooting 30 feet into the air.
611, we've got reports of a sheared fire hydrant in Van Nuys, and that is where Rick Dickert is overhead in Skyfox.
Sherman Way and Kester Avenue here in Van Nuys, not far from that intersection where a power pole was knocked down earlier this morning. You can see the geyser here, about 30 feet in the air. LAFD on scene here. DWP will be called out as well. to try to count
this. So, a geyser and a car crashing into a power pole?
How often do accidents or things that you're covering involve alcohol or DUI or something like that? Quite a few. The majority of crashes that we cover, first and foremost during the morning hours, it's distracted driving, it's texting. And then early on, like situations like this, I don't know what happened here, but usually it ends up being under the influence. Well, Rick, another day at the office for you, but a lot of fun for us, so thank you very much. And this is my office. I always say this is my corner office at 1,000 feet. I have the best view in the city. That's kind of my coin phrase. This is my office, and I love to share the view every day with the viewers. It's awesome.
Rick Dickert, a meteorologist with Fox 11 in Los Angeles. Just amazing views. You can see some photos at our website, hereandnow.org. I love